What?
We have a math exam today.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Morning Ride. Insert retarded name here in Tate.
Oh, I thought you were saying Chris.
I am not Chris. My name is Steve Jobs.
You're Steve Jobs.
Steve Jobs.
Okay.
Please send Bubs and Vagina. Bitch lasagna.
It's Vegana.
Fuck you.
Come on, my man.
Do you ever eat that Cajun heat, my brother? Anyways, we're back.
Yesterday, Chris was not feeling good, so we did not do a podcast yesterday.
No, it's not that I was feeling good, it's that I had to go to school early. Or I had to go to school with another person.
And also, you said you weren't feeling good.
I was also saying that it felt like I hadn't slept in 2 days, even though I got an adequate amount of sleep of 7 hours that one day. Literally, when I woke up, I almost passed out in the shower. I was making breakfast, and I was just closing my eyes, and I was like, what the fuck, dude? I got 7 hours of sleep. Why am I falling asleep? So.
Because you didn't get eight. That's why.
I guess I need to get 8 then.
Yep.
I mean, last night I got like 8. Today I feel fine.
Exactly.
God damn. it's a pretty rainy day today. I don't know why. This rain just kind of like, you know, came out of nowhere. It was like, hey, I'm a piss all over you guys. It's 65 degrees outside right now. Oh wait, I have to do my Steve voice for this. All right, everybody, welcome back to your weather forecast for today. It's about 65 degrees and it's very depressing outside. It's raining, and the trees are crying. The geese are gone, and everyone seems to be kind of down.
All right, thank you, Steve.
That is today's weather forecast. Back to you, Tate.
Thank you, Steve.
What is your persona, Indian?
Probably. The tree spirit.
Welcome back to Apple Support. We are going to help you with your Apple phone, iPhone. We're going to help you with your Android.
Do you want to talk about scammers today? Because I got some pretty good scammer story.
Stammer story?
Scammer stories. I'm trying to get this piece of egg out of the metal in the back of my mouth.
I don't really have any experience with scammers besides Jehovah's Witness coming up to my door and asking me if my mom was home.
Is your mom home? No, can we come in?
No, they were trying to convince me to convert to like Christianity or some shit like that, and I was like, can you guys go away?
No, it's their own religion. It's like only 400 people make it to heaven or something like that.
Still, they came to my door and they tried to convince me, and I was like, no, go away.
Have you heard the good news of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ?
He has come back. You must come back. No.
If he comes back, this is just my understanding of Christianity, because I am a kind of Christian, I guess. My understanding is if he comes back, we're all going to be dead if you're Christian, and if you're not Christian, you're going to be stuck here for another 7-ish years, I think. That's my understanding.
Anyways, what's your scammer story?
Anyway, alright, so literally yesterday, I was sitting around with my friends. We were playing video games. We were having a grand old time.
Wait, this is another scammer then? This is another scammer thing happened?
Not the one I sent you.
So another one happened.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so another one happened. So I was sitting around with and I was having a grand old time, and I got a phone call from, I think it was a 486 number. And I'm like, everyone's like, oh, dude, just ignore it. So I was like, hold on, no. This is going to be good, I promise. Because this is what I do when I see a phone number that I don't recognize. I answer the phone.
Oh, God.
So, I answer the phone, and it's this guy with a really, really thick Indian accent. And he says, hello, your Microsoft desktop, it is possible that a hacker is getting into it every time you open it up and access the internet. So today I've called to make sure that you get that fixed today. But I'm going to need to take over your computer to do so. So is that okay? So naturally I said, yes, it is okay. Mind you, I'm nowhere near my computer. So, So this is great. So he says, alright, so the reason that this is happening, he goes on this really long tangent about why it's happening, and I say, oh, sir, so I stop him in the middle, and I say, sir, can you start over and repeat the whole entire thing? And he says, oh, yes, no problem. So he goes ahead and repeats the whole entire thing, and I'm just like, oh, this is gonna be good. So as soon as he repeats the whole entire thing, I'm like, okay, yeah, sure, whatever. I wasn't paying attention, because obviously I don't have my computer in front of me, so I'm just wasting this man's time at this point. And he says, okay, so what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to look at your keyboard and tell me what key you see at the bottom right of your keyboard. And I said, sir, actually, I only have one key on my keyboard. And he said, oh, what key is it? I said, the control key. So he's like, okay, no problem, we can work with this.
He just kind of accepts the fact that you have one singular key on your keyboard, and he's like, alright, we can work with that.
Yeah, so he says, what you're going to want to do is you're going to hit the control key, and you're going to also want to hit Alt and some other random key, I don't remember what it was. I'm like, sir, I only have one key on my keyboard. Do you not understand? I only have one key on my keyboard. And he's like, oh, okay, no problem. What logo do you see on the bottom right corner of your screen? And I said, oh, there's no logo. It's just a circle. And he says, there's no window logo. And I said, no, it's just a circle. It's just a circle. He said, what kind of computer do you have? And I said, I actually don't know what kind of computer I have. I think it's like a Raspberry Pi or something like that. And he just hangs up. He's like, this is it. I'm done. I quit my job. That was beautiful.
There was one time where a scammer had called me, and it was one of those scammers that doesn't sound foreign. It sounds like an American calling you, saying like, "Oh, you want a trip to the Caribbean or some shit."
Yeah,
like
that. That was the one that I sent you over my text. Yeah.
So like, there's this one time where a scammer called me, and I think I don't remember what trip they were trying to offer me, but like, I knew that it was a scam, so all I did was just say hello, and they kept saying, "Hello, you just won this one trip." Hello, hello, can you hear us? Hello. Yeah, we can hear you. Can you hear us? Hello? I just kept saying hello. And then they got, like, I heard them getting aggravated. And they're like, hello, sir, we can hear you. We're trying to hello? And then they're like, okay, this fucking kid. And then they hung up, and I was like, oh, that's great.
Yeah. See, the thing is, the reason I don't do stuff like that, because I feel like they're gonna hang up quicker. I want to drag this out as long as possible. I want to waste their time so much that when they realize that I was just messing with them. Like that call I sent you a picture of, like the whole transcript of the call. Yeah. Took like 5 minutes. If I just kept saying hello, it might have only taken, or like okay or something like that. Probably only would have taken like one or two. So
dude, like the thing is, I don't answer all random phone numbers that call me, because I've had so many awkward phone calls, because so many random numbers in Jacksonville call me. I one time had like this one random black guy call me, like I get this number and it says that he's in the Jacksonville area. I'm like, alright, I'll answer this, I'll see who it is. And it's just like this one like really aggressive black guy, he's like, yo, who's this? And I'm like, hi, I think you have the wrong number. He's like, are you sure? And I'm like, yeah. And I hear people like yelling in the background. I hear like kids screaming. I hear his like wife or something yelling at him. And I'm like, sir, you have the wrong number. Are you sure? No. Yes. Who is this? And I'm like, you just have the wrong number, sir. And then he just kept like yelling, and then he hung up. And I was like, oh, okay. I'm kind of scared now. And I've, like, had multiple other conversations where it's just, like, I had to explain to them that they had the wrong number, but they insisted that they didn't.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, just stop talking to me, dude. This is fucking awkward.
There was one time where I picked up the phone, and someone said, hello, I'm looking for whatever, someone's random name. And I said, oh, I'm sorry, sir, you have the wrong number. He says, no, I don't. I was like, oh. You're right. How can I help? He said, I'm looking for this person. So, this is how I kickstarted my voice acting career. So I'm like, yes, I'll get him on the phone immediately. So I wait like 2 seconds, and I try to make my voice sound a little bit different. And I answer the phone. I go, yes? And he says, yeah, so I'm looking for whoever person. He owes me some sort of, like, money deal. This happened, like, a year ago. The fact that I even remember this, like, to this detail is pretty amazing for me. But he's like, yeah, you owe me, some cash for something something you ordered for me. And I was like,
hold on, look at that SUV. Look how stupid it looks.
My God.
What the fuck?
Okay, so two about our left and the
wait, can you take a photo of that?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, I will. Hold on.
That's the stupidest looking fucking SUV.
Alright, there we go. That's slow down. That's the cover of the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. That SUV right there.
It looks so stupid.
Okay. Anyway, back to the music. So, he's like, yeah, you owe me money for something you ordered. So I was like, I'm not quite sure what you mean. Can you elaborate on what I ordered from you? I've ordered a lot of stuff recently. So, he says, yeah, you ordered from me, some, like, random shipment of, like, car parts. I'm just like, okay, I don't know much about... Because there's so many things it could have been about car parts. So I was like, yes, the engine parts, I remember now. He's like, no, you didn't order engine parts. I was like, oh, dang it, I think I might have just got busted. So he's like, no, you ordered exhaust parts. I'm like, oh, that's right, I ordered engine parts from someone else. How much did I owe you again? And he says, you owe me something around, you still owe me like something around $2,000-ish. I was like, oh, yes, how do you want the money? How do you want the money, you know, transferred or whatever? And, or do you want me to come back and pay in cash? And he's like, no, if you could just wire it through your bank, that'd be fantastic. All right, I'll get right on it. So, I'll give you the wiring number. So it's like, okay, I'll call you back and I'll give you the wiring number. So, 30 minutes later, because that's about how long it takes for me to get to my bank.
Oh, God.
I didn't actually drive there, I just kind of waited a bit. So I called him back, and I said, all right, sir, I've got your wiring number. And he said, okay, I have it. So I said, one, the first number is one. He said, okay. And I said, the second number is three. He said, okay. The third number is five. He said, okay. The fourth number is seven. And he hung up.
That guy was probably so confused at first. What's that fat guy like against that car?
I don't know. Okay. So yeah, and then he hung up. Gosh.
Oh, there's that retarded SUV.
There's the SUV again. Hey.
He's driving off
He's
the road.
Driving off the road. Oh, yeah, boys.
If you guys have no idea, well, obviously, you guys have no idea what we're looking at.
Well, they will when they see the podcast title, hopefully. But yeah. Anyway, it's basically an SUV. It's raised, and it's got, like, it's half got monster truck tires sticking out of the side of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's like tiny ass tires for this giant SUV.
Well, not tiny. It's like, it's just not fit for that car, so they have to raise the car to put the tires in. Actually great.
I think it's gonna be this episode's thumbnail.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to blur out the license plate.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah, you do that and send it to me when we get to school, because then I'm
oh, I can't do it. I have to like get a computer to do that.
Well I have to upload the image what the pod.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And then upload the podcast after
I can probably edit it, maybe. I don't know. We'll try to figure it out. Anyway.
I had, like, a stroke.
So, I had another scammer call. And this was... How long ago do you think this was? Like, a week ago? Maybe... No, it was Saturday. Last Saturday.
Yeah, like, Saturday, Friday.
I'm pretty sure it was Friday, actually, now that you mention it. And there's this scammer call. And it says, hello. Are you feeling pain anywhere? And it literally sounds like an infomercial.
Also,
it's like,
speak up a little bit because I think the phone might be recording the raindrops right now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Anyway, so he says, so the thing starts like an infomercial. It's like, are you feeling pain? Do you are you qualified for insurance or whatever? Do you happen to have a social security number? If you do, if you said yes to any of these questions, you've just been qualified for our miracle cream or whatever. It's like, oh, this is gonna be good. So, I answer all the questions, and it's a bot, right? So, it's a bot that's asking me these questions. So, it says, the bot says, alright, how old are you? And are you about the age of 18? And I said, yes, I am 9 years old. All it heard was the yes, and it moved on to the next question.
Alright, let's disregard the age.
So, the second question they asked is, do you have an insurance policy on you? And I said, yes. The third question it asked is, do you have a social security number? And I said, yes. So then the bot says, great, we'll get an associate for you within the next 5 to 10 minutes. And I will tell you, that was the best 5 to 10 minute wait of my life. So let's say 7 minutes go by. I've probably played one game of Overwatch while I was on hold. And someone picks up. So I was like, he's like, hello, sir, how are you doing today? And I said, fine, thank you, how are you? And he says, I'm doing pretty well myself. My name is Sam, I'll be taking care of you today. And I said, well, that's great, Sam. I feel sorry for you. I didn't say that aloud, but in my head, I thought it. So he says, all right, so where is the pain that you've been feeling recently? And I said, it's my leg, my whole entire leg. My whole entire leg is just in pain. And he said, all right, that's easy. We can fix that. So what is your insurance provider?
Geico.
And I said, Geico. Knowing full well that they don't provide life insurance, I said, Geico. And this man says, oh, okay, are you sure you don't mean Allstate or State Farm? And I said, no, I mean Geico. And this is probably the best comeback I've ever heard in my life. He says, all right, well, I'm sorry, I can't help you, but I'm going to put you on I'm going to transfer you to our mental retardation center, or I'm sure they can help you out much better than I can. And he puts me on hold. I hear the hold music for at least 30 seconds, and he hangs up. And the call just drops. And I wish I could have gotten it on recording, because it is fantastic. Because the guy was so annoyed.
Dude, why do these scammers automatically assume that you're hurt or there's something going on with you?
Well, I think they just call random numbers, and if they get a hit, then it works, you know?
Like, where are you feeling pain? I don't feel pain. I'm numb. I'm depressed. Oh! What is your insurance provider? Fucking AAA.
Oh! AAA. I think that would have been better than Geico, maybe. I just said Geico was the first thing that came to mind. Because I was like, I gotta think of something that I know doesn't provide life insurance. And the first thing that came to mind was Geico. Because I know Progressive does it. I know State Farm does it. I know Century 21 does it.
Obamacare.
Obamacare. Nah, see, that would have been too obvious. I mean, obviously, Geico was a little too obvious, but at least it's more subtle. Like, I don't know. It's an insurance provider of some sort. I felt like I should have sent a legit, like, name to make the conversation drag on longer. I should have said something really obscure, like Century 21, or, like, I don't know. Something along those lines of, like, something that's, like, Aetna. I don't know if you know what Aetna is.
No.
It's, like, it's a really, not commercialized health insurance provider. And they only do health insurance, so it's kind of like, well.
What is your life insurance provider? AAA.
AAA.
They replaced my leg with a car part yesterday. I had to pay like $50,000 for it, but I mean, I look cool now. I got some decals on it. Dude, I go super fast.
So.
Oh!
Oh, well.
I don't think that's how that works. Well, you want to fucking see it? I can send you a photo, dude. I spent 50 grand on this. How do you replace your leg with a car part? What car part is it exactly? My transmission, dude. Dude, I can accelerate 0 to 60 in 2 seconds. Shit, sir. I'm still kind of confused. You don't need to be confused, dude. I got replaced.
Ugh. Ugh.
Dude, I want to do that to like one of those like insurance scammers. Just like,
yeah, I know. I'm really hoping, I'm really hoping someone calls during the show.
During the podcast.
During the podcast, I'm really hoping someone calls.
That is the IRS.
That would have been so funny.
We want to report that you're doing some tax evasion. Oh, really?
Really? Because I'm pretty sure I don't have tax.
I'll forward you to AAA. They'll help you out. Because I can't. Because I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not Donald Trump.
Could you imagine be like, Mom?
Just like... Sir, we would like to report that you're that we've reported some tax evasion that you're doing.
Mom, no! Mom, someone's bullying me. Mom, someone caught me. Dad.
You just have someone else come in. Like, yeah, what's wrong, Billy?
They reported me for tax evasion. They knew I bought the drugs.
The scammer on the other side's like, oh, I guess this works.
Billy, give me the phone. Hello?
Yeah, we would like to report your kid for tax evasion.
Your kid.
No. It wasn't him. Can we just give you Geico? Like, I don't know what to do here.
God, that would be fantastic.
Next time you get a scammer, just like yell, Mom!
I have to do it in like a kid voice too, like, Mom! Mom!
We gotta get one of our female friends to pretend like they're our mom.
We gotta get Emily if you want it.
You get like Emily. I gotta yell at her, like, hey, you gotta be with us whenever we have the next scammer call us.
Yeah, so when I did the scammer call that I did yesterday, the one with the guy who was doing the computer, we were all playing Smash Bros. In Mrs. March's room, which is Chris's econ teacher. I don't have her as a teacher. I just know she's relatively chill and she lets us play video games in there. So that was pretty cool. But the thing is I put the thing on speaker so the other like 5 kids in the room could hear what I was doing. So as soon as I picked up the phone, I put him on speaker and looked at everyone and put my finger to my lips. I'm like, oh, this is gonna be good. This is gonna be real good. So there's this one kid, and his name is Brandon, and he could not. He was trying so hard to contain his laughter. He let something slip. I was like, oh, no, you think you just ruined it for us. But yeah, whenever I get a scammer call and I have people in the room around me, I have to make sure that they hear it, because it's always so quality to hear their confusion and rage when I like just completely troll them. It's so... Alright, viewers and or listeners, because this isn't a video, it's a podcast, so you listen to it. Unless you're looking at your phone, which is like going at the sound waves.
You're looking at the sound waves, so you're a viewer.
Yes, you are viewing our podcast, but if you're not, if you are listening or viewing this podcast, either or, I highly encourage you.
Sorry.
I highly encourage you, if you ever get a scam caller, I implore you, you reply and you troll the living shit out of him, because it'll give you a good laugh. On top of that, it gives you a good story to tell.
Sorry about the random Mickey voice that I just did. The car in front of us was slowing down and like it was raining and I freaked out. Also, sorry if you guys can like, I don't know how well this recording is gonna sound.
Because of all the rain, yeah.
Yeah, if you can't hear us right now, it's like pouring for some reason. So, I think it was good. Why is there like a there's like a pine needle on your like sunroof?
Oh, I have no clue. We're not gonna look at it.
Dude, actually, on that bridge yesterday, did you see the crash?
Yeah, I heard about it. Yeah. Dude,
fucking stupid dumbass, dude.
Like, okay. So I didn't see. I only caught the tail end of it during the cleanup. But you can go ahead and tell us what happened.
So we have this magnificent bridge behind us that we frequently talk about. And this is the bridge that leads us to our school. Like it leads us across like off our island and onto like the mainland of Florida, basically, where like you know our school is.
Yeah.
And every day we go across this bridge to go home and to go to school. And yesterday was since it's exams. Yesterday they wouldn't let us out of school until 2:45, because throughout this week we're allowed out of school at 1 p.m. because like we just have two exams every day and then we're just let out. But yesterday we were supposed to be let out at 2:45 because the buses can't change their schedule for the middle schoolers and elementary school kids. So everyone needed to get a pass to get out of school. So you had to turn in the slip. And everyone turned that in yesterday, like, before school.
Some people were even faking slips.
Yeah, there were people that didn't even have slips and hid in the back of trunks. Because apparently, to get out of school, you need a slip to be excused to leave school early.
So you could leave at, like, 12 instead of, 12:25 instead of,
2:45.
Yeah. I stayed because I was playing Smash Bros. With my friends, and we also had that fantastic scammer call, so it's pretty worth it.
I didn't want to stay, so I rode with Grant. So I got my pass. Like, I was waiting, like, you were supposed to get your pass after your second exam, so you're supposed to, like, run out as fast as you can to get to the table where all the passes were, and unfortunately, the bell rang, and everyone started running for the tables, and all the tables are separated by grade or whatever. So I go to the senior table, and there's a giant-ass line. I'm sitting there waiting. Grant and Alex already have their passes. They're waiting for me. They're like, Chris, hurry the fuck up, and I'm like, I'm trying. I finally get my pass. It's like this orange slip. They just like pre-printed everything on it, and I was like, all right, cool. Actually, getting that pass was completely useless, because they did not check the passes. So we're going to the car, we get in, and the senior parking lot is just stuck. No one is moving, because everyone is rushing to get out of school. Yeah. Everyone wants to get out. Everyone is so hyped about getting out of school for some fucking reason. And we're stuck in the parking lot for like 20 minutes. We finally drive out. They didn't check the passes at all. They didn't check who was in the cars. There were people hiding in trunks for no reason. And
I saw one kid dive into the trunk of someone's Porsche, and he literally had no room, because first off, it was a two-seater Porsche.
Yeah.
So he had to ride in the trunk anyway, and he was riding in the trunk of the Porsche, curled up like a ball. Like, I feel like if he curled up anymore, he would have, like, actually killed himself.
Do you know that one kid, Jacob, with the glasses? He's like...
Which Jacob? What's his last name?
I don't remember his last name.
Is he have tan skin or is he like vampire white?
He's got tan skin.
Okay, so Hauser, got it.
Yeah, Jacob Hauser. I saw him going to his car with three other people, and Jacob and this girl were climbing into the trunk of this SUV, and then the kid got into the passenger, like into the driver's seat. I was like laughing my ass off. I was like, oh my god, people are seriously doing this.
Yeah, but some people like drive themselves to school though, so it's kind of like. If you don't have a pass and you're just gonna dive in the trunk of someone's car, then your car's stuck there and you have to take it back today.
Yeah, I don't know. But like the passes were completely useless. The golf cart guys, they didn't even check them. They didn't even care. So we were driving out. And we were going down this road on our left side, going towards the bridge. And as we were going up on the bridge, there was traffic. Like the bridge was stopped, and we're going in the right lane. The right lane is moving because like. Everyone was stuck in the left lane because everyone wanted to go down to go to the roundabout.
Yeah.
So we were just going fine down the right lane. But then we noticed that there was a cop ahead blocking off the left lane. So everyone was going into the right lane, into the right turn to go down
Roscoe.
We see two cars fucking collided into each other in the left lane. And I recorded it on Snapchat, and I was laughing. I was like, these guys are so stupid. And the thing is, the day before, a crash happened on that bridge.
Yeah.
Dude, people that go to our school are so stupid. They're so impatient. It's like, every exam day, we have one crash on that goddamn bridge because everyone wants to get the fuck out.
Yeah, I swear that's right. There hasn't Because we didn't have exams on Monday, so there was no crash on Monday.
But then it started on Tuesday, so
and
it crashed.
And so Tuesday there was a crash. Wednesday there was a crash.
Today there's probably going to be a crash.
Today there's... Yeah, definitely. Tomorrow, for sure. It's almost guaranteed.
Yeah.
Because we only have one exam tomorrow.
And so we're getting out at 11 a.m., but I'm not coming to school because I don't have an exam, so I'm fortunate enough to
I'll
not
tell
do
you.
That.
I'll tell you if there is.
You'll tell me if there's a crash.
Actually, I'll probably be here for like 15 minutes and then leave because...
You don't have an exam?
I have executive internship, so it's just going to be a meeting, and it's going to be like, roll call, alright, y'all turn in your hours, and,
Oh yeah, I heard about that. You guys just have to come in for 15 minutes and then leave.
Yep.
It sounds so, like, pointless.
Well, I mean, it's basically a free A, so it's literally a free GPA booster if you just do everything. If you do the thing, you do it right, you don't fuck it up, it works. It just works. Anyone who got that reference, I love you.
Sorry.
Okay.
Dude, I went to, like, my neighborhood gym yesterday because I was like, dude, I need to lift some heavier weights because, like, I'm not getting anywhere with my, like, at-home training. So I went to the gym and I did some...
Clearly.
I mainly worked on my shoulders and back and chest, but I did some, what is it, overloading. I overloaded with, like, heavier weights, did, like, 3 reps on everything, and then, like, I dropped. And today, I feel fucking, my upper body is in pain. Everything hurts.
Everything is in pain. Oh, dude, I don't know what to think about tonight. Because, my schedule's so busy. After this, I have to go to, my haircut appointment. Then I have to go straight to rowing, which is gonna last till, like, 8. Then I have to go home, take a shower, change, and then go pick up my cousin from the airport.
What?
Yeah.
Why do you have to pick up your cousin from... Who's your... What?
My cousin's flying in from Colorado.
Oh, okay. Colorado, eh? That's... Wait. That's
when you mix up a country and a state...
Is he flying high? Get it?
Oh my god.
I can't walk myself out because it's raining.
Oh my god. That was such a bad joke. Oh my god. I literally don't want to hear you talk for the rest of the day. No, shut up. Shut up.
My name is Jeff.
Gosh. I feel like it's like as soon as we turn into the school, this podcast just goes downhill so fast.
Well, I mean, the rain's getting heavier, which means...
Oh, rude, dude. I don't even think they can hear us at this point.
Hey, can you guys still hear us? It's raining pretty hard right now.
All right,
Yo, what exam do we have today? We've got MCR together, don't we?
Oh, jeez. Is that exam in the classroom? Do we know?
I think so. I think I'm gonna be moved out of the classroom because I might have requested extended time. Cause like my the IEP lady like called me in one day and she was like, "Yo, since you get a voice in what you want for your IEP extended time shit." And I was like, "Oh, okay. Well, I don't know if I need any." And she was like, "Well, you can choose any class, get extended time." And I was like, "Does MCR work?" And she was like, "Yeah, it works." And I was like, "Okay." So I think I'm gonna be like a lonely boy and I'm gonna be moved into a single classroom by myself for extended
like
time.
Carson.
Like Carson Grant and everyone
else we know. Technically I do have extended time and I'm supposed to use it, but I don't feel like it because all my exams are like dummy easy.
Yeah, I don't feel like using extended time for math too. I looked over the math review packet that we got and I was like, I understand this a little bit.
A little bit.
We can move forward. I'm gonna fail that test. Dude, my anatomy exam last week, what? No, yesterday, was so easy. I finished my anatomy exam in 15 minutes, and it was a 50-question quiz, or exam, and I got a 95.
Jeez. Dude, okay, so our MCR, or not MCR, sorry, marine bio exam, literally we got, it was so stupid easy, because all she did was just take questions from previous tests, and put that on the midterm because it wasn't state created. So yeah, literally,
that's what she did with our anatomy test. And Scott told me that she accidentally posted the exam to Schoology, and then his friend screenshotted it. She removed it immediately, but then they reviewed the exam.
Like, wait, this actual is for anatomy exam, or for marine
for
bio?
For marine bio.
Oh yeah, I didn't see the exam on Schoology, but he did tell me, he's like, oh dude, I think this is the exam. I was like, okay.
Yeah, Scott messaged us on Discord and he was like, yo, who wants the marine bio exam answers? And we were like, what do you mean? And he was like, well,
you know what the funny part is?
It got posted.
You know what the funny part is?
What?
He still got an 84.
God damn it, Scott.
May review.
Scratadu floradu.
I feel like we need to put that on like a subreddit of sorts. Like, has the exam masters posted on the local like
school site,
and then still gets an 84.
And the thing is, Miss McCarley, she used the same anatomy like previous test questions on the exam for us too.
Yeah.
So that's why I aced it in 15 minutes. And I had like an hour and like 30 minutes to sit there and do bumfuck nothing.
Yeah. So the thing was, in our marine bio exam, we were sitting there, all taking the test.
We're standing taking the test.
Around question 10, I was like, hold on a second. This is starting to look really, really familiar. Like, all of these questions, I feel like I've seen them before. So I was like, you know what? Hold on, I have seen these before. They were questions on the previous test that we took. So I was like, I remember the answers for all this, or at least most of them. So I literally just zipped through the test and answered all the, I remembered like where all the answer locations were. I was like, yep, yeah, yep, yeah, huh, yep. And I passed with a good grade. I was like, all right, cool, I'll take it. All right, I would love to know what's going on in the school parking lot.
Alright,
so someone took my spot. Fantastic. You know what, though? It's okay. Because there's a spot right over here. Although, I didn't park in my usual spot yesterday. So. Alrighty. Alright, thank you guys for listening to our podcast. We really, really, really do appreciate it because you bring us money. And
we have 32 cents.
Hey, 32 cents, boys. Let's go.
Jesus Christ.
What? The bump?
Yeah, you just ran into the parking thing.
We'll figure it out.